This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, I said we were going to talk about the Talkers New Media Seminar that we attended this weekend. Mark, we haven't had a chance to get to it just because it's a show about your calls, and they've just continued to roll in, which is great. But maybe we should do an extended AMP edition of the podcast.
I'm up for it.
All right, well, let's see how things go this hour. We might do that after the show, so those of you listening live may be able to continue listening later tonight after we're done with the radio show version. All right, let's go to your phone calls and to Gene, who is in Tennessee on the AMP line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, you forgot to announce me as the Christian anarchist.
Oh, I don't always. Apologies. Gene, the Christian anarchist. Go ahead.
Hey, the long and the short of my trip to Canada. I'll give you a quick outline, and then we can go into any details you want.
But quick question. Did you fly or drive?
Oh, we drove. Well, we flew to Seattle and then drove to Vancouver.
I see.
In order to bring my wife's parents to Vancouver to fly to China because we saved, like, you know, $500 or something on the ticket. So.
Wow.
And then we got a trip out of it besides, you know.
It was $500 cheaper to fly from Vancouver as opposed to Seattle, or $500 cheaper to fly from Vancouver instead of Tennessee?
Yeah, $500 cheaper as opposed to Tennessee.
I see.
But anyway, across the border in a rental car, and the quick story is they wouldn't let the Christian anarchist into Canada. I got rejected at the border and sent back, so I had to walk from the border station with my backpack and my computer case back to Blaine, Washington to find a hotel room, and I got stopped, of course, walking back by the immigration people, the security green guys are in the green truck.
So even though they had told you to turn around and go away, or no, it was Canada that told you to turn around, not the U.S., right?
Right.
What, Canada, do you have a criminal record, Gene?
I'm not exactly sure what they were doing. It took 2 hours. They went through all of our van and all this stuff. They pulled us aside for special questioning. And they checked through our vehicle. And then they started asking me a bunch of questions about when I was in Canada last and what I was, you know, indicating to me that they thought I'd been in Canada before. And I told them, you know, 15 years ago I drove through coming down from Alaska, but I hadn't been there since then.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to indicate to me through the line of questioning that I had been. So I had seen those videos, and, of course, I'm never much of one for speaking to cops anyway, and I'd seen those videos that were posted on your bulletin board about never talking to the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore about any of this stuff. This sounds like, you know, like some kind of an investigation. So
yeah.
I'm going to talk to you. And they said, well, we're doing an investigation to see whether you can come into Canada. And I said, well, I don't want to go to Canada anymore. I withdraw my request to go to Canada.
Yeah, you guys suck.
Uh-oh.
Say again, Gene, you're having some trouble over the cell phone.
Against me?
Yeah, darn it, it was getting to be a good story. I'm going to put Gene on hold. Hopefully he'll find a better cell,
you know,
and we'll continue the story. But
Gene's lucky here because when I crossed the border into Canada, because I have a felony charge, it's not like they have a big signs that say, warning, if you have a felony or some misdemeanors,
you're going to
turn around now
or go
to jail. It's not like they ever gave me the option.
Mm.
They, you know, pulled me over into secondary screening, asked me some questions, threw my butt into jail. The next day I go in front of a magistrate. Thanks goodness it was a day that, you know, that there was the next day somebody was working. Otherwise it had been 3 or 4 days. Who knows how long.
In a Canadian prison.
God knows. Jail. Nicest jail I've ever been in. But, you know, it could have been a lot. It could have been a lot worse for Gene. And then they kicked me out. And, of course, I had to go through the same things with the customs. And I gave the United States customs people hell while I was coming back. Because what are they going to do?
I don't know. They could keep you out of the country.
No, they couldn't.
Oh, that's right, because Canada doesn't want you.
Yeah.
What would they do with you?
Well, it's all bull crap anyway. This whole idea that you have to have a enhanced driver's license or a national ID or passport to get back in America. Come on, please, people. Are we that much a nation of sheep? Really?
Yes.
Do you think that the customs agents will keep you out of the United States?
No, they might
slow you down a little bit.
Right, they might for a few hours. And nobody's going to want that. Most people are not going to be willing to do that in the same way that most people while they don't like the TSA, at least most people I know, they don't like the TSA, but they're still going to go ahead and go through whatever the hoops they need
TSA,
to jump through.
With the TSA, you don't have any. What are your options with the TSA?
Obey or you don't get on your plane.
Absolutely. I mean, that's it. If you don't let the TSA shake you down in one manner or another, you're not going to fly through the air.
So in this case, it's a little better because you will probably get back into the country. But if it's 4 to 8 to 25 hours later, then it's a little inconvenient.
It is.
To not completely bow down to the man. And that's the way they want it to be. They want it to be difficult to resist. They want it to be difficult to live free. And so they're going to inconvenience you by putting you in a jail cell, perhaps. Okay, so you don't have your passport. Well, you've broken the rules, and we've got a punishment for that. You're just going to have to stay here overnight. We'll let you out in the morning, then you can go home. You think about that the next time you come across the border.
That's not how they're going to say they're going to, that's
the message.
That'll be the message.
Yeah. No, what they'll say is, sir, that's illegal, and you're going to before a magistrate or whatever.
Yeah, who knows?
Here, stay in the cell overnight. 800-259-9231. Now, of course, that could be changed if enough people were to go through a checkpoint without ID and without obeying their diktats and just basically say, fine, put me in your cell, and then fill up all their cells. Then what are they going to do? But where are you going to go? Where are you going to find that many
activists?
I don't
even know that you'd have to fill up all their cells. I think just a few people standing up likely would. At this point, they're trying to ramp it up.
And they are.
If you can stomp on the little seedling before it gets a chance to grow, then you'll have some success.
Kudos, however, by the way, to the guys down at the Freedom. I think it's the Freedom's Phoenix crew that is behind this. The 4409 channel over at YouTube. If you go to it, it's mostly a very pro-liberty channel, except sometimes they'll go off on the so-called illegal immigrants, which, of course, I disagree with them there. But otherwise, they're pretty liberty-oriented. And recently, they've had some folks go out to some of the internal checkpoints that the Border Patrol is running down there with video cameras. In fact, I think it's being led by the pastor that was beaten to a pulp by the Border Patrol people. He went down there with a group of his friends and the people from, I think, Freedom's Phoenix. I don't know if it's for sure them, but it's their video channel. And they went down there and they recorded these Border Patrol thugs, basically not even allowing them to walk through the checkpoint area. Like, you're not even allowed to walk through the land that is supposedly yours. You're allowed to drive through, but you can't walk through the checkpoint.
And so this is an internal checkpoint.
One of the internal checkpoints. Yeah, they went there and they got footage of them being harassed by the Border Patrol. And they really got in their face with their cameras and with their questions and asked some really good questions. Of course, didn't really get much in the way of answers.
It's the Border Patrol. It's government. They don't do anything.
They don't have to answer your questions. But it was I think it was great activism. And I think seeing more activism like that is what we need. But it's activism that's risky because those guys could have been arrested. It didn't look like anybody got arrested that day because eventually they did back down and they did go around instead of, cutting
through. You don't have to get arrested in order to have done activism.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. But I'm just saying they
making it difficult for them.
But if you put somebody through a checkpoint without an identification when they're saying they demand identification, odds are high you could be arrested doing activism like that. So what I'm saying is, Mark, that in order to stop this tyranny, people are going to have to take risks that could result in people going behind bars. And because we just don't have enough people that are willing to take those risks yet all together in the same place, the sheep are pretty much in control and they're going to bow down, and the wolves are in control of the sheep. And the sheep are going to bow down, and that's what's going to happen most all of the time. And there just aren't enough people to wage a full scale activist movement against these checkpoints.
Well, there's enough people. There's just not one's willing to participate.
Are you willing to?
Nope.
Okay.
One's willing to participate.
Right.
I don't know. What's the question? I mean, will I go?
Are you willing to go to jail for coming back to the country?
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying. So, Ian. I mean, I think that you're
It's not happening yet.
Right. Well, that's the problem. That's what I'm suggesting. Get out there and do it now when you're not going to have any problems.
But
make it difficult on these bureaucrats. Make them wish that they could quit.
But you yourself will not go and do that.
What are you talking about? I go, if I have, you mean will I drive to the border to go through artificially?
Oh, that's right. You wouldn't even
I go to prison if I go to Canada.
That's right. You would guarantee to go to prison. But others, they would, you admit, Mark, they would be taking a risk of going into a jail cell.
No, they wouldn't.
I disagree with you fully. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. 859-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Not to mention that, but Jason Osborne, the owner, operator of SACL CAI, the big chief wahoo over there, is a huge supporter of Liberty. And, you know, I must say, you know, we were talking about the seatbelt situation here in New Hampshire.
You and Jason?
Well, you and we on here on the air. Free okay. Talk Live, you were talking about the seatbelt situation. And I must say that Jason was pivotal in stopping that.
How?
I can't really be specific.
Money.
Well, it wasn't money, no.
No?
No, it was special abilities that only Mr. Osborne has.
Oh.
But I
know what it was.
Yes, I can't be terribly specific because, well, the enemies of freedom, they are everywhere, and they are legion.
But yeah, but they already know about Jason Osborne. The enemies of freedom already know.
Yeah, well,
he's been investigated.
Yes, he's had knocks on the door.
His brother has had his brother apparently is a statist and works with the military or something. He has security clearance denied because he's brothers with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI.
Well, I think that's a crappy reason to have a security denied.
It's crappy people, and, so you know what can you do.
But I mean, I don't know whether the man's a statist or not. He seems like a you know.
I haven't heard good things about him. Not that I've heard very much, but I haven't.
All right.
I've heard great things about Jason. I love Jason Osborne. I was talking about his brother. I want to make that clear. All right. Let's continue with your phone calls about what you won. We go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist, in a better cell, sounding clear. Gene, you went up to, were attempting to go to Vancouver with your family, and at the border, you were told they didn't want you. It wasn't because you had a criminal record, because if you'd had a criminal record, as Mark says, you probably would have been arrested. They told you they didn't want you there. You said, or actually, they started asking you a bunch of questions, and you basically said, I've had it, I'm not coming to your country anymore. You turned around and walked away.
Well, it wasn't quite that easy. We had to sit there for a grand total of 2 hours while they searched through our minivan and went through our bags and all of this stuff. They did eventually ask me to sign a paper saying I was withdrawing my application. And I said, well, I never applied to come into this country anyway. But I signed their paper and I left. And I said, well, you know, because they had my passport there, and I said, you know, I've been to Europe just a few months ago. I go to China all the time. I'm going next month. I said, you know, I can spend my money in other countries. I don't need to spend my money in your country. And they gave me a piece of paper that said, you can fill this out and get an approval. And I said, you know, I don't even want to fill out your paper. Just keep it. And
yeah.
So at any rate.
So they were saying you could ask for permission. You could beg us for permission to allow you in.
Right. So I had to grab my backpack and my computer case and walk back across the border. There's a park right between the two border stations.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not see any way to prevent somebody from just walking across that park other than there's a bunch of cameras and stuff. But there were no fences. There were no anything, really. So I don't think the border is very well protected. And there's a railroad track right next to it. I took some pictures of that because it looks like you could easily just walk down that railroad track and cross the border.
Oh, there are plenty of places you can cross the border. I mean, it's thousands of miles.
Yeah, crossing the border. This is such a bugbear, such a bunch of nonsense, a phantom dilemma. I mean, the idea that, well, we have to have border security because the terrorists could get in.
It's nonsense.
Right.
I mean,
we don't have any control over Canada's screening mechanism, but I imagine it's probably better than Mexico's or Honduras's or, you know, Uruguay's or any of these things. And I don't think it would take too much for the old terrorists to come into Tijuana and then mosey across the border. Or
it wouldn't take much to get across in the Canadian border either. I mean, remember the story I told when we came back from Canada, Julia and I, when we went on our vacation there.
It's not the border that's the issue with Canada. It's getting into the country through an airplane. You have to pretty much fly in an airplane to get into Canada.
Okay.
Anyway, when I came back across, I walked through this park. And I figured, well, you know, I never made it into Canada, so I don't have to walk through the U.S. border station. And I didn't. I took a cut off to the east, and I went through the park there.
Mm-hmm.
And as I came out in a parking lot, there was a guy in a green van there, a Homeland Security guy.
Uh-oh.
And so he So he pulls up and he asked me what happened. I told him what happened. He said, and I said, you know, those crazy Canadians, I don't need to go in, over there and spend my money if they don't want me over there. And he said, yeah, they're pretty stupid.
Why don't you come with me?
Surprised. Yeah, he agreed with me, you know, the Canadians are weird. But then he told me to go ahead. And then a little while later, him and two other police cars or Homeland Security cars pull up to ask me more questions.
Oh, boy.
Because they weren't quite satisfied because they had called the radio on their radio to check on me, and they were given the story that I was rejected entrance into the United States rather than into Canada. So now they wanted to check me out and see if I was trying to enter the United States.
Now, I don't understand. How would the Canadian government have said that they rejected giving you entrance into the United States?
Oh, it was the U.S. Border Patrol that they called, and the U.S. Border Patrol said I'd been rejected entrance.
But you didn't even talk to the Border Patrol.
Yeah, they didn't know, right? They were just making it up.
That's true. It was just a total error on their part.
Well, that's because they're the government.
You know, I showed him the paper I had to sign in Canada and all this stuff, and he says, oh, yeah, okay, it looks like nothing. And these guys were actually pretty decent guys. They didn't, you know, act all rough and tough. You know, they didn't make me put my hands on the car and all this kind of junk. So they were actually pretty decent. Now, mind you, through this entire incident, I'm wearing a Ron Paul T-shirt and a Ron Paul for President hat.
You're lucky you didn't have a Don't Tread on Me T-shirt, because that would have done it.
You might have ended up in a gulag if that was the case.
Now, I don't think that really any my T-shirt and my hat had anything to do with them rejecting me going into Canada, because they probably don't even know who Ron Paul is. But anyway,
so they let you go?
I had to spend the night in a motel they finally let me go. My wife, of course, had driven on to Canada to bring her parents to the airport there, and then she picked me up the next day in Blaine, and we drove on home.
What an awful situation.
Yeah, though that cost me an additional expense of money in a hotel room and sitting there doing nothing for almost 24 hours.
Man.
But, and Blaine, Washington, if anybody goes to Blaine, Washington, I would say don't. There's nothing there. This town is so dead that I don't even know how the businesses stay open, because I've walked around the streets. I was the only person walking on the streets. Nobody was going to the businesses, and this was on a weekday.
Wow.
The following day on a weekday. Nobody was going into the businesses.
I'm glad you didn't end up in a jail cell, Gene, and thank you for the story tonight. I appreciate you sharing it with us. 800-259-9231. The point I was going to make earlier, Mark, about crossing the border into Canada, into the U.S. from Canada, if you are a terrorist.
Or vice versa.
To Canada from the U.S.?
Right.
Sure.
See, this is the point. The point I'm trying to make is, yes, it's an extraordinarily porous border. It's one of the largest borders in the world, and there's nothing they can do. Absolutely. That's not the issue. The issue is, can the terrorist get into Canada, and from whence do they come? Canadian terrorists? I have never heard of them.
No, didn't they originally say that the so-called 9/11 terrorists came in from Canada? Wasn't that the suggestion?
Maybe one or two of them did, but they stayed to overstay their visas.
I don't know. It was suggested that terrorists could be coming from Canada.
The terrorists that came here were legal.
Yeah, whatever. If they want to sneak in, they can sneak in. If they want to come in legally, they can just falsify the information and come in legally. And if they get caught, they can just shoot the border guards and come in.
Really? Our government's going to stop them?
Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site, they're free, including the Facebook page. We got ourselves a Facebook group, and there are over 1,000 members within just 2 months of us creating it. Thanks to Free Talk Live's Johnson for putting that together. You can become a fan on the Facebook group by going to facebook.freetalklive.com.
AudiblePodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's the only way you can get the free one, is by using audiblepodcast.com/FTL. This is really great for anybody who has a good-sized commute to work. Just go over there to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and look at some of the 60,000 books they have. Find some stuff that you're interested in and listen to that on the way to work. It increase your sort of literature quota, or you can find more liberty-oriented books, those kind of things. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls and go to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello there. Hi, Steve. Are you there?
Yeah, since June 1st, they've passed this law that you're required to have a RFID license or a passport, and I've already gotten 2 non-compliant awards.
Now, that's if you – the point you left out is they're requiring that you have a passport or RFID chipped federal ID if you are trying to come back from Canada or Mexico. That is the law.
I crossed the Mexican border twice already since June 1st. And before that, they used to tell you you needed a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And all I would ever show them was a two-year-old expired driver's license. So that's all I got. And I would ask them, they'd say, you don't have your birth certificate with you? And I said, no, but I got a Costco card. Is that okay?
Say, now, no, hold on. Before you go on here, Ian was pointing out how you could go to jail if you tried this kind of activism.
I'm just saying, you could.
No,
it's a
possibility. No jail. In fact, it almost seems like, you know, it seems to me like they don't have any teeth to this at all because, you know, it's almost like they're like little kids stomping and stammering trying to get me to get their little passport thing.
Yeah, why don't you go buy our card, mister?
No, I'm not going to do it, and I'm not going to say that. I just say, no, I didn't get one. And he says, well, why didn't you go get one? And I said, well, I just haven't gone and done it.
Because I'm not a dupe.
He says, well, you're non-compliant. Do you understand that? You're non-compliant. Then he gives me a little...
No, sir, I don't understand.
He gives me a little non-compliant thing here. It says, you're not in compliance with the secure document requirement.
What is that? Just over 8.5 by 11, or what is that?
No, it's just a little piece of paper. Like it doesn't have any monetary. You know, it's not a ticket or nothing. It's just a piece of paper telling me I'm non-compliant. I consider it an award.
I agree with you. So, what does it say? Can you read the text? Some of it, at least.
Yeah, sure. It says U.S. and it says non-compliant on the top.
And you've gotten two of these so far, right? Because you crossed twice.
Yes, I've gotten two already. You're not in compliance with the secure document requirements that went into effect June 1st, 2009. For entry into the United States.
That makes you illegal.
Well, what kind of piece of paper did they give you before when you'd come through and try to show your Costco card and stuff like that?
Well, they tried to educate me and tell me that I needed to get one of these passports. That's what they were trying to do.
How much time would they spend educating the guy with the Costco card?
Oh, they really tried. It was funny because they tried to make it, you know, It was almost like they were making an effort to try to show me. They were trying to make a hard time with me, and he said, "Okay, put your bag up here." And it was like a joke. I set my bag up there, and he just did it to show me that he's giving me a hard time because I don't have my RFID.
Right. So if you don't fall in line, you're going to keep having a hard time. Now, so would you say that you spent more time being waylaid at this point than you did in the past? Are they taking up more of your time, or did it take about the same amount of time?
I could care less. I'm taking up their time. It just says here we strongly recommend that you obtain an RFID enabled
travel
document.
Strongly recommend.
Yes, they
now,
just
that's interesting
it.
Language.
Yeah, it is interesting, and it seems to me, I'm telling you, it seems to me that this is no teeth.
It seems to me, you're right about that. Maybe I'm going to take it back. I mean, they're going to start taking it more seriously and that they're letting people have a pass right now, but maybe you're right. Maybe down the line
what does that mean? They're going to take it more seriously. They're going to arrest me for not having an RFID an RFID passport.
All I suggested earlier was that they might, if they decided to get more serious about it, which is what they claim they're going to do. But there is the possibility that they'll just all of a sudden, you know, let it drop and they'll never get more serious about it and they'll just quietly let people like you through there and that'll be it.
That was what happened with the birth certificate, that they were enforcing it. And I did show a birth certificate once or twice, and the last, I'd say eight times I crossed in the last month or so. I didn't show anything except an old expired driver's license.
What he's talking about isn't civil disobedience in the same way as what you were talking about. You're not going up to the Border Patrol agents and saying, "Up yours, pal. I'm not kidding. Your government Jewish gassing card thing. I'm not taking the number of the beast." I mean, you're not
going to do that. But if I was pushed real hard, I did have my birth certificate in my wallet, hidden inside my wallet.
Sure.
And on the advice of an ex police officer, he said, "Just carry your your birth certificate in your wallet, and if it push comes to shove and you don't want to go to jail that day, then you can discover your birth certificate.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds just exactly the right way to go about it. And I'm just saying that you can gum up their system by just choosing not to get this silly little passport thing. Now, I obviously cannot participate in this, but
yeah.
Anybody else, there's no reason to go paying the money for this.
So the letter that they gave you, the notice or whatever that gave you that said you've been a naughty boy, I said they only recommend that you get a passport? It didn't even say you'll be subject to penalties or anything like that, huh?
Well, he did say, on the last time I crossed and I was leaving, he did say, and if you don't get a receipt for one, I'm going to fingerprint you the next time.
That is funny. It is very silly, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so fingerprint me.
That's supposed to be intimidating to somebody. I mean, at least to somebody like us, it's not intimidating in the least. But to somebody who is just your average sheeple, that would probably be quite intimidating to them.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you're – now, I'm on foot. Now, if you're in a car, it's possible they could have your – put you in a cage and steal your car and make you pay that way. And
I didn't realize you were on foot. Now, are you just going over there for fun or business or what, recreation? What
well, it's personal reasons.
Packing really marijuana over across the border?
What?
My God. You know, it's funny you say that because – there's on the way there and back, you get searched by about five checkpoints through Mexican soldiers, check you, pat you down.
Wow.
It's turned into a total military police state in Mexico.
Man.
It's unbelievable. It is just horrible. And this war on drugs and this war on the Mexican people that is being waged by Comandante Calderon is turning Mexico into a total hellhole. It is unbelievable how awful it is.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I am glad to hear your story, and it's encouraging, and I thank you for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231, basically saying that for him, at least so far, the new so-called requirement to have a passport or another federal ID when you are coming back into the United States from Canada or Mexico has had no teeth. In fact, it's been laughably pathetic. So interesting, and hopefully you'll share with us your story if you decide to brave the border without the PETAs that they're supposedly requiring, but doesn't sound like it so much. 800-259-9231 is our number. Moments remain. Enough time for your call. Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. For as little as $3 a month, you can help us get on more show, more radio stations, bring the show to more people, more ears around the world on the internet as well. And get all the details. By the way, we just started advertising on Facebook for the first time last week.
Oh, cool.
I haven't had a chance to really look at the results, but it did cost us some money last week, so that's a good sign. Money means people clicked on the ad.
That's good news.
Yeah. So so amp.freetalklive.com, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Rob is in Ontario. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob. Rob in Ontario. Are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right. Just for fun, I went to that Lenin Murder website.
LeninMurderTruth.com.
LeninMurderTruth.com, the site promoted very extensively and effectively, I would say, by its conspiratorial, kind of paranoid and crazy website operator, Steve, what's his name? Steve somebody.
Lightfoot.
Steve
Lightfoot, I think.
Yeah, and he's the man who calls this show and masquerades as somebody else and then reveals that he's actually Steve Lightfoot promoting his website. And his website suggests that it was John Lennon who was actually murdered by Stephen King, the author, at the behest of Richard Nixon or something.
And Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And the most exciting part is that he found out about this, discovered the truth of this by taking, like, the first letters from headlines in
Time
newspapers
magazine,
and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I was reading, you know, I was trying to get a sense of where he's going, and then finally I went to about the author, and it's just a bunch of rambling, and he's trying to connect.
Oh, he's nuts.
He's trying to connect the fact that he lived with some paranoid, obsessive liar of a woman, and that because of that experience, he became highly attuned to government plots and things like that, and it's very sad.
You know, I can only imagine the kind of people that somebody like Steve Lightfoot would attract as far as to him to be a company with him and be friends with him. And I can't even begin to imagine the other roommates he's had over the course of his lifetime. The guy's obviously nuts, in my opinion, but nonetheless, crazy people can make for interesting radio and for interesting reading on the web.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know what? He has his right to his opinion.
Sure.
It's just too bad that it's all jumbled, and to the average person looking at it, you got to wonder, oh, my God, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah, you can pretty much identify the crazier websites because they just keep rambling and rambling and rambling and going on and on and on. TimeTube.com, of course, one of my favorite examples of a crazy man's website. But it's just amazing that people can go that direction, can go that far. But I guess if you don't have other people that are around you to provide you with a reality check, you can go off in all kinds of crazy directions. I mean, if he's hermitous and doesn't interact with other people on a semi-regular basis, who's going to call him onto the carpet? Especially if all he's hanging out with are people that are equally as nuts.
And this goes to show you have to use critical thinking when you see anything, you know, a newspaper, TV, or the Internet. I mean, just looking at something on the Internet and thinking, oh, it's there, it must be true. You've really got to, as I say, use your critical thinking skills, and no matter what you're looking at, I mean, that sort of pops out at you. But
I think people should be critical when they listen to this show or any other show, or whether they're watching something on television or whether they're reading a blog site. You never know who's going to be giving you accurate information, and it behooves you to check and verify. And if you don't, well, then you're at their whim. Thank you for the call tonight.
Good point. Take care.
Hearing from you. Let us talk to Warren in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Warren.
Yeah, hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Warren. Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, what I need to know, it's important. And you know the court system, correct?
Do I know the what?
Court system.
The court system.
I know it exists.
I know of it. I don't know it intimately.
Like the district courts, the family courts, they're contract courts. In other words, they don't have the authority until you start signing papers.
Yeah, that's I don't know about all that because I never contracted with the district court here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they didn't have a problem putting me into a jail cell.
Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, how much of the do you know what a real court is, like a constitutional court? How about the?
I guess it's one without a gold fringe on the flag.
I know it has to do with the gold fringe on the flag.
So does that, if it has the gold fringe, does that mean it's not a constitutional court?
I don't know. That's just something some of the paranoiacs have said when they've called over the years.
Okay, what I'm saying is, I got served with this. It says service copy, domestic violence, temporary order of protection. And I'm wondering what kind of weight does this have? I mean, I looked at it.
I don't know. Did you hit somebody?
Yeah.
You did hit somebody?
No, I didn't hit anybody. I never even got arrested.
So why? How are they hitting you with a domestic violence protection order?
Well, the woman I was living with for 18 years, she left on a Friday, and she left me and our son here the whole weekend.
Okay.
And she called Monday morning. She asked him if he would come live with her. And he kept saying, no, 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 he's 14. And then I got served with these papers at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean,
and the papers are basically telling you to stay away from this woman?
Yeah, yeah, and that she has temporary custody and all this stuff. But what I'm saying is...
So wait, you had a baby with a woman you lived with for 18 years is the woman you were in love with at one point?
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
The baby is 14 years old.
Pardon?
My partner's, you know, doesn't seem to be acknowledging that this child's 14 years old.
No.
And custody of the child has been granted to the courts. And whether he had signed some kind of government, marriage or not, I mean, what was this guy to do? It sounds to me like she ran to the cops and told some kind of story, and he got his kid taken away as a result.
I didn't say it was a baby. I asked if he'd had a baby with her.
Why was that bad?
No, I was just asking if they had a kid
together.
It sounds
like an accusatory tone that you had going.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just asked him if he had a baby with her, because the way he referred to her was the woman he'd lived with for 18 years, not, you know, my old ex-girlfriend or my ex-wife, or, you know, it didn't sound like there
was
much.
That's not how I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so what is it, the question that you're asking tonight?
I'm asking, what kind of weight does this have? I mean,
it has
what happened
lot.
Was
the weight of
she
men
ran
with guns,
and got a piece
sir.
Of paper, this restraining order. Then it says we have a hearing Wednesday.
Okay, I will explain to you. The weight that it has is that men with guns are going to come and take you into their custody if you don't go and show up at the place they say that you need to show up at. It has the weight of men with guns behind it. Whether or not it was legal or whether or not it was from a legitimate court system or whether or not the justice system has any legitimacy at all, not issues here. The issue is these men with guns are not going to hesitate to use them against you if they need to.
Okay, and then they say they have a hearing. Now, I always thought, this is what I'm trying to get across here. Usually you charge criminally, and then if you're found not guilty before a jury appears, then you have the right to sue the prosecutor and things like that. This just says a hearing. In other words, they'll make all the decisions. No.
It's probably an arraignment. Has there been an arraignment yet? Is this the first paperwork you've gotten, right?
Yeah, what it is a domestic violence temporary order of protection. And...
I'll tell you,
18 years, there's never been anything.
I understand where you're coming from. My experience with this, what I would suggest here, Warren, is that if you that you accept the court's legitimacy, because believe me, the judge accepts the court's legitimacy, and the prosecutor and the people that'll come and take your kids away from you, they accept the court's legitimacy. So I don't think that I'm not of the opinion that this whole, this true that one signs contracts with the court and accepts their services or anything like that. And I've seen evidence to the contrary. I would say that what I would do is explain to people that your son, let your son explain. He didn't want to go with his mom. His mom left. And that suddenly you got served with a restraining order after your son said he didn't want to leave. And it looks to me like she's just trying to smear me, Your Honor.
If you don't show up, the men with guns are going to show up with another piece of paper that says warrant for your arrest, failure to appear for the reason. I agree with you that the courts aren't legitimate. I think they're a bunch of coercive thugs enforcing their way upon a bunch of peaceful people and occasionally some violent people, too. But I think that they're thuggish and violent in the way that they do business, and I would prefer to not have to do business with them. But I do understand that I'll be hurt if I do not. I don't believe that makes them legitimate in any way, shape, or form, nor will I ever believe that they're legitimate as long as they use violence against peaceful people. But until they stop using that violence, there's no way I can not cooperate with them and avoid being hurt by them, because they will send men to come and hurt me. I thank you for the call, and good luck out there. I apologize, Mark, for not communicating effectively there. It sounded to me like when he'd opened the call, it sounded like the woman wasn't even his wife right now. It was just the woman he roomed with for 18 years. The way he referred to her was very callous.
When you live with someone.
I don't blame him, because it sounds like she's probably a biatch. All right, coming up here in moments, if you are online, you will be able to continue to listen to us. Radio audience, good night. We'll see you tomorrow. Online edition continues in moments.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.